At the end of the month. Why? Well, more than $600,000 have been withdrawn, putting the union's account into a hefty overdraft. But union leaders say the people who requested the transfers weren't authorized to do so. Julian Reed has more tonight.
Executive management of the Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union got a shock Tuesday morning when they met with Bank of the Bahamas officials about their Harold Road branch account. $665,000 had been withdrawn, leaving an overdraft in the amount of $380,000. Documents on the union's letterhead show that the union's Assistant Secretary General, Raymond Wright, Assistant Treasurer Samantha Gray, and Trustee Ian Neely gave the instructions. The thing is, according to President Roy Colebrook, they weren't authorized to do that.
These persons actually went ahead, and the bank allowed individuals to get these funds off the union accounts outside of the principal officers even knowing.
The BHCAWU's constitution allows that the General Secretary Leo Douglas, the Treasurer Basil McKenzie, and one trustee all have to sign to allow for the release of funds. Ian Neely is a trustee, but union leaders say that Douglas and McKenzie were in office when this transaction took place. The funds reportedly went to several union members, including the people who signed it, and several outside parties.
Obie Ferguson never did any work for a Hotel Workers Union. Court Smith is not an attorney of Hotel Workers Union. HLBS Galanis, I've never done no work for Hotel Workers Union. Raymond Wright, some $73,000. For what? A man who was terminated from this organization. $215,000. We talk about executives, unpaid salary. That is an outright lie.
But Treasurer Basil McKenzie says what has him stumped is that those outside parties were never contracted to do work by the union. He also says the union wasn't billed for any services.
This is the first time I've seen money spent outside the account department with no invoice from these individuals who claims we owe them.
Damian Gomez, who does represent the BHCAWU, says they are initiating civil and possibly criminal proceedings.
Now, tonight, BHCAWU members will get the details firsthand from the executive. They're meeting at Workers' House. Julian Reed, ZNS News.
Well, we've just gotten a statement coming in from the managing director of the Bank of the Bahamas. Statement says that earlier today, the bank on Harold Road was the site of picketing by a group of persons who aligned themselves with a faction of the Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union. Bank of the Bahamas threw this statement wishing the public to know that once again, the bank acted legally and in full accordance with its fiduciary responsibility in executing the disbursements following authorization by and instructions from the union. Further, the statement says because of the sensitivity of the matter, the bank sought outside legal counsel and was guided by counsel advice. The bank assuring the public that they will seek further legal advice and, if necessary, legal action should its name and reputation be further engaged in a matter that is a legal dispute among parties in an industrial client. Well, the bank also wishing to remind the media through the statement that a public apology that was issued previously by a local media outlet when such allegations were reported. Most importantly, the bank wishing to apologize to their clients who may have been inconvenienced, embarrassed, were made to feel uncomfortable by the demonstrations today. Bank says they value the trust placed in them by those individuals, businesses, and institutions which turn to the Bank of the Bahamas as their bank of choice. That statement, of course, coming in from the bank just moments ago in response to the situation earlier today. Of course, the saga continues. After years